This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. More than 190,000 people have lost their lives globally from COVID-19 pandemic as the number of infections reached 2.7 million. The United States by far has the highest number of deaths and infections at almost 50,000 and 880,000 infections. U.S. unemployment is swelling to levels last seen during the Great Depression, when one in six American workers thrown out of work by the coronavirus. The government says more than 4.4 million laid-off workers applied for unemployment benefits last week. With jobless lines growing, the House passed a nearly $500 billion infusion of coronavirus spending to aid ailing businesses and hospitals. In all, about 26 million people have now filed for unemployment aid in the past 5 weeks. That's more than a lot in the 10 biggest U.S. cities combined. U.S. President Donald Trump said the bill will help small businesses keep millions of workers on the payroll. U.S. President Trump on Thursday said that the researchers should try to apply their findings to coronavirus patients by inserting ultraviolet light or disinfectant into their bodies. Is there a way we can do something like that by injection, inside, or almost a cleaning, he said. It would be interesting to check out. A U.S. official said at a White House news briefing that the novel coronavirus appears to weaken more quickly when exposed to sunlight, heat, and humidity, and a potential sign that the pandemic could become less contagious in summer months. U.S. government researchers have determined that the virus survives best indoors and in dry conditions and loses potency when temperatures are higher and there's humidity. This is VOA News.